Food inflation jumps to 41-year high. By John Carney on May 27, 2022. The prices of food purchased by American households were up by 10% in April, the biggest jump in since 1981. The Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index for food consumed off-premises rose 1% compared with the prior month. A report released Friday by the Bureau of Economic Analysis showed. The prices of fuel and related services were up 30% compared with April of last year. Compared with March, however, energy prices actually declined in April. In May, however, they have likely climbed again. The average price of gasoline hit a new record high of $4.60 a gallon on Thursday. The rate of inflation as measured by the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index over the past year slowed to 6.3% in April from a 40-year high of 6.6% in March. This was the first slowdown in price increases in a year and a half. Excluding food and energy, prices were up 4.9% compared with a year ago, down from 5.2% in March and 5.3% in February. The so-called core prices rose 0.3% compared with March, the third consecutive rise of 0.3 percentage point. Prices rose 0.4% in January and 0.5% month-over-month in each of December, November, and October. The decline in year-over-year inflation partly reflects the extraordinarily high level of inflation hit over a year ago, when inflation rose to a level not seen since the financial crisis. The Personal Consumption Expenditure Index is the Commerce Department's inflation gauge. It is seen by Federal Reserve officials as more accurately measuring price stability than the more familiar Consumer Price Index compiled by the Department of Labor. Fed officials use it when forecasting inflation, and their target of 2% average inflation over time is based on PCE prices. CPI sources data from consumers, while PCE sources from businesses. PCE tends to run a bit lower than CPI but usually moves in the same direction.